Wednesday afternoon, time for our bi-monthly conversation with MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez. The economy is front and center. We have a couple of groups that are providing some insight as to what we can expect in the near and long term.
Sometimes that's not an easy job to do, taking a look at the data, reading the tea leaves, so to speak, and trying to figure out where we're going, where we're going to be in 6 months, 12 months, 24 months. So we report on this data from time to time, and this one is something to pay attention to. Each month, the organization, Institute for Supply Management, this is Industrial Purchasing Managers in America, does surveys and puts out an index. And in September, the index dropped to a 47.8. That's below the expectation of about 50%. And, oh, by the way, it's the lowest level since March 2009. Anybody remember what 2009 was like? Now, nobody's saying we're going back to that, but it's data you want to pay attention to. U.S. manufacturers also shed some jobs again in September. So it's something going on out there in the economy that economists are watching. It's obviously a big driver of the overall economy, the manufacturing sector. So folks are looking at this, and the economists are looking at it and just trying to put everything together. And again, take the tea leaves and read them and figure out what's going on. And there is kind of some mixture of data out there, because we see that on the national level that perhaps manufacturing is clearly slowing down. We know the auto industry is slowing down, and the data tells us the manufacturing sector is slowing down. But then we look at the overall. We look at the University of Michigan's latest national economic outlook. It says real GDP is slowing down for the nation, does not predict a recession over the next couple of years, but we're going to have some slower GDP. Within Michigan, U of M says definitely the state's economy has slowed this year, but no recession over the next couple of years. So it's something that's on the minds of a lot of business operators, owners, CEOs. Where's the economy going, and how do they plan going forward? How do they invest? How do they plan capital investments, hiring, production levels? And it's just, again, I can't say this enough, folks trying to look at all that data out there and figure out what the future is.
From what I could gather from Brian G. Long, who's the Director of Supply Management Research in the Seidman College of Business at Grand Valley State University, it seems as though his forecast, these are not his words, these are mine, but it's almost as though we're heading toward an economic limbo or malaise.
That's kind of one good way to put it. You know, again, when I say sometimes there's data that contrasts each other, his industrial activity index for September showed some improvements over the prior couple of months. At least three or four of the indexes, they moved upward. That's new orders, production, and employment. And he's not saying there's a big worry about a recession out there. However, this is a big however, tariffs and trade war are the thing that everybody in the manufacturing sector and a lot of folks throughout the economy are worrying about. And could that ultimately really trigger some of those dynamics that lead to a downturn? Again, you see the data, the economy, or at least economic growth, is not going to go as quick this year and perhaps next year as it has in the past couple of years. And interestingly enough, you know, Comerica puts out an economic outlook for the U.S. every month. And back in the summer, it started including in its outlook the probability of a recession. Right now for Comerica in its latest outlook, they put that about 25% in the next 6 months, 45% in the next year. But as we go beyond 2020, that now gets above 55% and grows to about 64% within the next 3 years. All this, remember, against the backdrop that the U.S. economy has been growing for more than a decade. In July, it surpassed a decade of growth, and that's the longest ever economic growth period the U.S. has ever had. So we are heading perhaps to the end of that run, and the data clearly shows at least slower economic growth, as we've been saying for quite a while now.
And yet we still have to plan for the future, good or bad. Lakeshore Advantage is taking a look and being proactive when it comes to industrial development in Ottawa and Allegan counties. What's taking place there? What is the mindset?
Well, you know, there's the old adage. I've heard people say this before, you know, land, we're just not making any more of it anymore. Over here along the lakeshore in Ottawa and Allegan counties, available land that's suitable for industrial development for your light assembly, for your manufacturers to expand or build a new facility, there's a shortage right now. So Lakeshore Advantage, each year, it surveys its members and folks in Ottawa and Allegan counties, This year, it really came up with one of the top barriers for growth that business leaders mentioned is a shortage of industrial space. So what do you do about that? You try to think ahead. As you said, Patrick, even with the indicators showing slow economic growth coming, you still want to look ahead. You still want to maintain that long-term view and plan for the future. So what Lakeshore Advantage is doing is it identified some space, some land in Allendale in the central part of the county, and it's kind of going through kind of the pre-development issues right now. It landed a grant from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation back in September for $70,000, and it's kind of a pre-planning or planning grant. Will allow surveys, environmental assessment of the property, and going through some of those other aspects of preparing land for development, including rezoning. And it's a 40-acre tract in that one area where perhaps some of those manufacturers, those industrial companies, if they need a new facility, they need to expand, or investment coming into the area. Here's some land for that development. But that's just one area where the organization's working. It's also trying to get the companies, the manufacturers, to think ahead and let us know your five-year plans. What are you going to need in 5 years? And then you share that data with guys, the developers who develop those industrial facilities, and then they can better plan for their future, and those needs meet up with each other for the future.
You mentioned the tight availability of land. We live in ag country, West Michigan, nationally known as the second salad bowl of America behind California. And yet land is limited, and we're seeing the future of farming. There's indoor farming that's beginning to boom here.
Yeah, hydroponics, indoor farming, where you're not as subject to all those climate issues, the light, the soil conditions, the rain. You know, this past spring, as I sit here and watch the rain outside my window, this past spring was a wet one, and it caused some problems for the growers in this area getting their crops into the ground. And we're seeing this hydroponics indoor agriculture beginning to get some attention. There's the new operation between Gordon Food Service in Wyoming and an outfit out of Brooklyn that's called Square Roots Urban Growers, Inc. It's growing basil for Gordon Food Service to obviously sell to its stores and also sell in its stores. We have the other organization that we wrote about recently with the new CEO, Revolution Farms LLC. It operates an 85,000 square foot hydroponic farm that can produce more than 500,000 pounds of fresh lettuce and salad greens. These are two examples where we're now seeing this here in West Michigan. Is it the future of farming? Or is it a niche? Or is it a complement to the traditional farming methods? There's a variety of opinions out there, but this is now beginning to rise. We're seeing the trend, and we're beginning to see it take hold with some entrepreneurs who are willing to invest in it, take it into the future.
I visited Revolution Farms. We'll have a story here in the next few days. I met with John Green, who was Founders Brewing Company's executive chairman at one time. He's making a switch in his career. He's big on sustainability. He's big on the nutritional value of the lettuce that's being grown there. There are six different varieties. From germination to the end, it takes 45 days, and it's like a conveyor system. They're using 95% less land and 90 to 95% less water.
And add to that, you talk about sustainability. Part of the sustainability movement is the buy local, supply local, local supply chain. And this has been talked about as you can do this in urban areas. You don't have to go to the rural countryside or wherever for that tract of land. You can do this in urban areas, and you're close to the stores where you're selling, to the end user, the end customer. So you have less of a transportation need. There's a lot of the upside to this, but again, can it fill niches? Is it a niche aspect of agriculture, or can it be something much larger, or is it a complement to what for centuries has been traditional agriculture in America?
It came across to me it's more of a complement. There are only certain things that you can grow using this hydroponic technology, if you want to put it that way. The Dutch have been doing this for decades. We're just taking it to another level here in West Michigan. As always, it's my pleasure to talk with you, Mark Sanchez, MIBiz senior writer. Thank you so much.
Oh, and you're so kind. Thank you, and talk to you again.
All right, take care.